With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump addressing thousands of members of the National Rifle Association today in Dallas. He pledged to continue to defend the Second Amendment, and he tells supporters he will approach the Libertarian Party to garner their support in a close race.
Largely, they have so much of what we have. You know, they're also people of common sense, generally speaking. They have a couple of things that are a little different, but we have to join with them because they get their 3% every year, no matter who's running. And we have to get that 3% because we can't take a chance. Joe Biden winning. He's the worst president in the history of our country by far.
Well, the House has delivered a rebuke to President Biden for pausing a shipment of bombs to Israel by passing legislation that seeks to force the weapons transfer. Also, at srnnews.com, a Navy strike group's flagship aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, leaving Japan.
The carrier is wrapping up nearly 9 years of deployment in the Indo-Pacific, where it served a key role in the U.S. effort to bolster defense ties with Japan and other partners in the region. The departure of the USS Ronald Reagan on Thursday saw family members and friends of the crew waving the vessel off in speeches by officers and the U.S. ambassador. It comes at a time of growing tension in the face of increasingly assertive China in the Indo-Pacific. The carrier will be replaced later this year by the USS George Washington. Keith Peters reporting.
It is a very hot, muggy day in Houston, where people from all walks of life trying to clean up and hopefully get power back on sooner than later. Right now, officials say that the heavy storms blew through, claiming the lives of at least 7 people. This is SRN News. A victory for free speech in California.
Libraries across the nation allow all kinds of groups to use their conference rooms, even drag queens, to read picture books to children. But last summer, when Moms for Liberty tried to host a discussion of transgenderism in sports at Yolo County Library, officials shut them down. Alliance Defending Freedom threatened a lawsuit and the library system's back down, agreeing not to violate the free speech rights of conservatives or Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker condemning abortion during a commencement address at Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. He delivered the address at the Catholic Private Liberal Arts School, which is near Kansas City. Butker also warned graduates about things like IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as support for the degenerate cultural values promoted by the media. This is SRN News. Make no mistake about it, now they're out there just hiding in fields and lawns waiting for you. Tick season is ramping up.
There could be a bumper crop of ticks because of another mild winter, among other factors. Experts are mostly concerned about an increasingly common tick that's known to spread debilitating Lyme disease. Infection rates for Lyme disease start to peak this month, with symptoms setting in anywhere from 3 to 30 days after the tick bite. Ticks are found in wooded areas and in nearby grassy areas. Rich Thomason reporting.
Honolulu's former top prosecutor found not guilty in a bribery case that alleged employees of an engineering firm bribed him with campaign donations in exchange for his prosecution of a former company employee. A jury deliberated nearly 2 days before finding Keith Kaneshiro and the others not guilty. More details at srnnews.com.